Sound of awakening in the key of E, the rhythm of the morning. The birds, the wind, a symphony, the rhythm of the morning. Touch of rising attitude, the taste of brewing magnitude. This is the rhythm of the morning. Ba-da-da-da-ba-da-bum, ba-ba-da-da-da-da-bum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-bum-bum-bum. Da 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 da. Ba da ba da ba da ba. Ba da 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 ba. Ba da 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 ba ba ba. Ba da 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 da. Ba da 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 ba. Ba da 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 ba. I wonder how much I miss when I'm too close to my environment. We all have situations that put us in a state of confusion. And when we begin to focus on our problems, we lose peripheral vision. Think about this. When we trust more in ourselves and think by being busier and working harder at our jobs in a self-reliant way, we become too focused on shallowness. We are trying to outrun ourselves. And as a result, we fail faster. We are just noisier at it. Yet when we play our game and in position, it is that rhythm of the morning that has a 50-80-foot view that allows me to wake up to the birds singing in the key of E with my eyes wide open. And going to the piano and singing along with nature before I smell the coffee. Isn't it amazing that I knew that those birds were singing in the key of E? And that's how I wrote that song. What do you do when you are waiting? I write, think on what I saw, what I read, what I hear, and what I taste. And the smell, the aroma of what is to come. I reach out for a hand and feel that thumbprint of my Creator. Am I made in the image of God? And is His thumbprint in the work of my hands?
And a happy this. You make my dreams come true. I used to have a neighbor that talked like that. She was in her 80s in 1980. But she used to say, you make my dreams come true. But anyhow, that's the way she talked. You make my dreams come true. Hall and Oates before that. Fleetwood Mac from Rumors. You make love and fun. And the Stylistics before that. Working my way back to you, babe. Hey, you entered the listening room. I'm Richard Arnold Beatty, where there is no artificial intelligent life here, just an authentic city. So let's get real.
This is a workshop I call Writing Deeper. As an editor, I have handed back copy before that may have been good, yet one-dimensional. Writing descriptions can get tedious with the five W's and just the facts. I often read out loud when I'm writing or when I'm editing. When I wrote copy for others, I often would speak it in their voice so I could hear it if it sounded credible before submitting it. That got some people pretty mad at me when I was doing imitations of them, but it allowed me to really write in their voice. Listening. Did your mother ever ask you, do you hear yourself? I would always answer, of course I do. That did not always go over well. But in the soundtrack of my life, it has served me as a great tool. Describing what you hear when writing copy helps in adding dynamics and dimension to a story. I'm really doing an imitation of myself right here.
Oh my gosh.
From this sentence, the calendar reads the 10th of May, but a foot of snow has covered the budding trees in our town. Two, the birds awaken us in this contrast to hear their springtime song and the sound of snow sliding down my metal roof. A little more descriptive. And it was a little more accurate in that way, too. Dimensions, descriptions, dynamics. Seeing. The astronomer has a saying. The seeing is good. We live in a dark sky community where the lights of our town and valley do not interfere with the star fields above. To describe the scene in words is to paint a picture. The movement of the stars, the seasons, the equinox, the changing alignments of the planets and stars. Descriptions of what we see with our eyes and through a telescope allow imagery to be described. Smelling, aroma. Describe the scene. Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Vin Scully, and a host of others who worked in radio would speak in quintessential descriptions. When it comes to smell, it ranged from aroma to stench. The aroma of an orchard described through the smell and taste. The stench of war in fire, blood, and sweat. The sweet aroma of a bakery. The savory smells of roasted chili peppers or coffee beans. Tasting. Our taste buds apparently and arguably change every 7 years. Like opinions and viewpoints, there are tastes that are universally good, tastes that are acquired, and tastes that are universally bad. Each one can be described in words. The smell of the Amish bakery made everyone hungry and ready to taste the cinnamon rolls. Smell and taste are related. And then, that just before feeling, acquired taste. It took a year to understand the palate of the dry red wine with the food pairing to reach an appreciation of its balance. Touching. A few years ago, we had a wonderful dachshund. As she grew older, she became blind and deaf and was in pain. Her quality of life was based on touch. She would snuggle and burrow in. She lived for the scratch behind her floppy ears, and she would pick my hand and prod me to pet her. When that awful day came when we had to put her down, the vet came with the injection. She snuggled and prodded with me with her nose, and I scratched behind her floppy ears. Her breathing labored for a minute, and then the vet said, "She's gone." I held her for a few minutes and said goodbye, and Jill and I wept. There are a lot of memories of Angel. The tilted head, the happy bark, the waking up with her between us. Yet, touch, and that last moment still in the sensory tips of my fingers. Writing is a contact sport. Rewriting is the essence of writing. No matter what you write, use the 5 W's. Then use the Q5s. The clearest way to dimensional and deeper descriptive writing is sensory stimulus writing. From Quintessential Creative Studios, I'm Richard Arnold.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, I never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the while. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. Here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see. most tasty, baby. And sweet as wine.
A hurry. Don't you think it's time you realized there's a whole lot more to life than work and worry? All the sweetest things in life are free and they're right before your eyes.
But you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings every day.
Before you went to work this morning in the city, well, did you spend some time with your family? Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to your breast, love them tenderly?
You got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your men.
Did you ever take a walk through the forest? Stop and dream a while among the trees. Well, you can look up through the leaves right straight to heaven. And you can almost hear the voice of God in each and every breeze.
But you got to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
The quintessential creative set list, starting off, actually, we just ended with Touch Me in the Morning, Diana Ross. And by the way, that could be a lawsuit right there, Touch Me in the Morning. Stop and Smell the Roses, Mac Davis. There's your smell. And then Paul Revere and the Taste Buds. Those it was Paul Revere and the Raiders, but it was about their taste buds. They were hungry and, you know, you don't want to be hangry, but you can be hungry. Marvin Gaye's version of Heard It Through the Grapevine before, and that's Hearing, of course. And we started off with The Who, I Can See, for Miles and Miles and Miles. The quintessential five ingredients to sensory stimulus through music. It's like music therapy for you guys. I'm Richard Arnold Beatty, and that's what we do here in the listening room. And I'm glad that you're here, because we've got some more stuff. The soundtrack of Community starts at the luthier's bench, as she goes with and against the grain of a tree. When the work is finished, a natural reflection glows from the rounded edges of the three-dimensional instrument. The creative sum of the woodworker's thoughts and the creator's plan. The timeless song from the tree. Wood, steel, words, music, and the smell of sawdust. The taste of the earth, the view of the Father, and the quintessential rhythm of a new day.
Memorial Day. The climate of this world, the rising of the tide, the primates, and the Duke of Earl have been connected by human pride. I can remember the ones who died this day, Memorial Day. And we are self-reliant. I am too defiant. I want to do things my own way, like a wreck I see on the highway. I keep on going before I pray for the lives that fly away suddenly. Memorial Day. I talked to the folks that went there, drafted in their youth, old enough to vote, too young to know the brutal truth. And no, we will never be the same. There's plenty of whom we can blame. I remember the faces, but I don't have all their names. Memorial Day. Richard Arnold Beatty, May 11th, 2024, Westcliff, Colorado. Quintessential Creative Kits, equipping you. What if employee orientation came with a portfolio and lunchbox full of tools that help the new worker identify with their soul work? What I mean is, when vetting new employees, we often give them a stack of papers to sign, an employee handbook, and protocols, and send them to their workstations. I was spoiled. My first job was as a 10-year-old boy. I had to audition for one of seven roles at Jones Beach Marine Theater in New York. This is 1970. My brother, sister, and I auditioned as a family act. We prepared a medley from the musical Oliver. Arnold Spector, the managing director, looked like he was in heaven, considering that three members of the same family were auditioning for three of the seven Von Trapp family children. We opened and sang the first song in the medley. John Fernley, the director, stopped us. I stepped forward and said, "Sir, we have two other songs that we prepared." Fernley laughed and said that there would be time all summer to hear the songs. I guess we got the part. At the end of the day, we had our first contracts. My sister Barbara and me were cast into the family. My brother Ron was my understudy. He cried. Then someone told him that he would get paid more because he would be part of the villagers in the show. He still is more about the money than the title. When you rehearse with the cast, record and do interviews with the press, and then perform together each night, you bond with people. You eat together. You work together. You are part of something that combines theatrical visuals, sound, the taste and smells of salt air, and the touch of dance. Song that combines quintessential creative elements every night. We did perform the three songs for Mr. Fernley, who asked us to perform them on Broadway the next winter with Quintessential Creative Studios. I'm Richard Arnold Beatty.
An open letter to comedians. A fireside chat. Dear fellow comedy writers, it is time that we put aside our differences and begin to look at what we write, what we say, and what we sing. Maybe we should examine what we laugh at and who we laugh at. I am calling on a 12-week ceasefire of mean-spirited tear-down jokes, cheap gags, whoopee cushion, and bodily function, sophomoric, personal, physical, and sight gag comedy. It is time to put our clown noses down and to practice kinder comedy, not necessarily gentler. We have nothing to fear but redundancy. For more, email soundcenturyoriginals at gmail.com. That's soundcenturyoriginals at gmail.com. Now, fella, not so close to the fire.
Everybody said I was electric. Nobody said that it was good. I wrote my words on an IBM Selectric, and I began to seek new neighborhoods. And now those days are gone. Don't need to respond. It's a plane that just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I am a parody of folk processed melody. I've changed my point of view. I'm just a parody, lyrical intensity, and I can set the world free of win or lose. I'm just a parody of you.
Hi everyone, it's Richard Beatty, and you're listening to a special folk process on Legends. That was a song called Electric Parody with Dilweed Gone Electric, and before that, an appeal by FDR, a fireside chat on Kinder Comedy. No animals were hurt in the making of the fireside chat and Kinder Comedy.
Oh my gosh!
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. On roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
Saw my love, love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky.
And that gets us to our trivia question for this week on The Listening Room. When was the first time you ever heard a Pickety Third?
Well, we've got one final story for you this week. In our investigative series, Baked, we have been observing people coming into our little town and stopping at a shop. Many of these people leave with a white paper bag and exhibit a big smile on their face. Inside, there are Mennonite women behind a case of baked goods. In a report detailing crime in Colorado, the crime rate has been moving up. Many businesses are fronts for something else. Much of law enforcement has been concentrating on small business fronts where the traffic is high and so are the patrons. After further investigation, Sugar and Spice Bakery has been accused of baking. Traces of powdered sugar and spices are often found in local parks. "Move along," says a woman in an apron. "Nothing to see here, just to taste." Instead, "I decided to taste the goods, and it was very good." This explained the large money runs and the smiles on people's faces. And yes, I am smiling. From Quintessential Creative Studios, I'm Richard Arnold Beatty reporting. We'll see you next week. You're listening to Quintessential Creative Studios.
Okay, so I go to the doctor and he asks me, "How long have you had this problem?" "All my life." He looked alarmed. "You've been seeing spots?" "No, doctor. All my life, I've been hearing spots. 1 minute spots, 30 second spots, really well written spots. I hear spots that get results. They are very good spots." And then he looked into my ears and he asked me, "Do you know the legend of the spotted rabbit?" "The spotted rabbit has never been seen except for a well-defined spot on his back. And yet only people who are tuned into a frequency." I admitted to the doctor that I do hear the spotted rabbit. "Will it ever go away?" "No," replied the doctor, "unless you lose your imagination." Spotted rabbit. Creative, productive spots that get results. Email paidtothinkradio@gmail.com.
One more year and then you'd be happy. But you're crying now.
Listen to. We'll be back next week with more stuff to listen to in the listening room. I'm Richard Arnold Beatty, and hey, we've tossed some ideas around, and if you have an idea or two of what you would like to listen to, drop me a line at Richard Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E, 809 at gmail.com. That's Richard Beatty, 809 at gmail.com. Hey, have a great week.